A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Turn this boat around. It's kind of a windy day today. It's just me
Captain
in the
Lee.
Seat. Wait,
Captain
whoa.
Lee.
Forgot it. There's other people.
Have
here.
You know? Have you ever like?
Yeah.
Seen whales breach? Have you ever been on a boat when you've seen such a beautiful thing?
I mean, if you've ever seen a pig rolling shit, yeah.
Have you ever seen it where I know you're busy?
Yeah, it's kind of windy.
Have you ever seen it when dolphins
35
are like
right now,
right outside your boat?
God, it's windy. Yes,
and I've like, and they're like playing and frolicking. Dolphins.
Yes,
and they go.
Yes. Yes. In fact, what do you want me to say? Flipper went to my grandkids' birthday
Did
party.
Did they play with
want?
Like balls
yes.
and knock them around?
You've never been to a goddamn ocean in your life, have you, lady? I'm trying to dock.
Someone
this
get
boat.
My broom.
Welcome to Below Deck, everybody.
That was my favorite scene.
It was when, too. I wish that was just 30 minutes of the show of them just her just asking the most stupid question while he's like,
hey,
never let
Hudson
him see
Lee,
his sweat.
Hudson Lee, have you ever seen it where it's like all God's creatures are like in unity and you're out on the boat and you see like a jellyfish like shake hands with an otter?
Yeah.
She was an idiot.
She was an idiot. I mean, it's pretty windy, 35 miles an hour.
It was, well, I like.
I don't know if it's as dramatic as they say.
I liked the movie trailer music that they were playing during her. Like a Hans Zimmer film.
They also, later on, they used like royalty-free Jaws.
Yeah, they did. Yo, this is Below Dick.
Below Dick.
Below
season
Dick.
Season 9, episode 10, The Smell of Sweet
Sweat and
sweat,
Desperation.
Sweat, the Smell of Sweat and Desperation. That's because Eddie says that.
Yeah.
But it really has nothing to do with the episode.
No.
We're just tired, y'all.
I feel like the story editors are tired on the boat. Or the story editors this season.
I think we're
tired.
All tired because the season's not very. It's kind
not
of a
very
boring
good.
Season. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. Y'all are messaging us and
saying
we'll watch
you've stopped
ones.
Watching it.
Yeah,
I will say
we still are
the show had some really good seasons. This is just a very. This could have been a good one, but it's been a lackluster one due to certain cast conflicts.
Well, you know what?
And unremarkable charter guests.
Yeah, it really, I would say one thing about this whole season is everyone, I'm going to say this for everybody. I feel like nobody really, you know, I compare this only to Below Deck Med, but even that was an okay season of Below Deck Med.
It was okay.
But one thing that we really enjoyed were, some of the relationships, like they really either became friends or like when you look at like Lloyd.
That was an out of the ordinary deck crew.
It was. But on this deck crew, I kind of feel like no one really likes each other on this.
It's
ship.
A vibe. It's a messy. It's not a great vibe.
Do they all seem kind of fragmented?
Yeah.
And they're like, they're just there to just get a paycheck and do their own thing.
Well, now that Jess is gone. could be better. But
maybe the tone has already been
it's
set.
Still Raina's there because Raina doesn't want to be there.
No, Raina doesn't. I don't think Raina wants to be there.
Yeah.
And I don't blame. And yeah. And Heather, and I think at this point, like, Heather's just trying to, like,
she's not a really good manager. She doesn't necessarily want to make everyone. She doesn't make everyone want to pull together.
No. And and Fraser, I don't think, wants to be there. He just wants to fuck Jake.
Ooh. Don't we all
get fucked by it? I think Fraser would fuck Jake.
Me too.
Y'all, because
Me
Jake
too.
Likes it in his butt.
And Fraser is a blouse. A feminine top.
A feminine top, yes.
Thank you, Sissy, who said that.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all, this episode, we're going to go do our tea bags. But one before we start, y'all, come see us in Chicago.
We're going strong, y'all. You know,
we're taking all the precautions we can with Miss Omicron.
We are taking a lot of precautions. So
Miss Omicron.
You can still get tickets. So you can go to our Linktree link and you can
and our Instagram.
It's gonna be, I think, a high of 4 first day we're there.
That's the low. High of 13.
Okay. All right.
Whose idea was this? I don't know. Wasn't mine.
Yeah, but you know what, y'all?
We're excited regardless.
We are. I love Chicago.
I'm going to be.
I love it. Now, do you like Chicago pizza?
I mean, it's too much for me.
Why? Too much pizza?
Too much to eat. Like, it's too filling. I can only eat like one or two pieces.
Oh, so you. And so does.
I say that, then I'm sick.
But what's wrong with eating only one or two pieces?
I don't do pizza that way. A pizza's not done
until you eat half.
Until you feel sick. Whatever's first.
I enjoy it as well. It's good, but you can only eat like sometimes one piece.
Yeah, it's a little too much. I prefer. It's not all. It's not all deep dish in Chicago.
It's not. I like it all though. I don't want anybody coming for me.
I'm being
so neutral.
Not even neutral. You're all sidesing us.
Yeah, because people are going to come for you now. I like all pizza.
I don't care. All pizza matters. All pizzas matter. You are all pizza mattering.
I am.
I'll take a side any moment.
I had really amazing Greek food in Chicago.
It's a big Greek community.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I love this city. It's wonderful.
It's a wonderful city.
Have you ever been in January?
Me either. I'm scared. I've been in February before.
I've been in March, which was cold then. By the way, sissies, a lot of our sissies, especially in Virginia, Maryland.
My parents didn't have power.
Really?
You know what?
My boyfriend's dad didn't have.
I'm going to read a text.
Mother
Poodle.
Dead mother of our Facebook group, Jackie. They had it too. She texted us and sent a picture of snow and said, "What the hell is this?"
I had heard that South Carolina did not have power yesterday, some places because of storms.
Yeah.
Ice storms and even just thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And I texted Mother Poodle, y'all, and I got back a book.
Oh, boy.
And it said, "Hey, Mom, heard they were power outages in South Carolina. Do y'all still have power? Everybody okay?" Starts out. "It was a terrible storm. Woke up at 4 a.m. Limbs and buckets, all kinds of stuff hitting the windows and doors." It's an exclamation point. Lots of exclamation points. "It was all along Highway 11 and Table Rock Road. Muffin was not in her house, and Dad got a flashlight and found her on the ground on the left side of the porch, hunkered down against the house. You know that old doghouse that we used to have that nobody uses? You know the one that your dad built for Buddy who never used? Well, she was there. She came running in and she didn't leave my side until 3 hours later when the wind slowed down."
Pause. This is still a text?
Yes. All one. "About an hour after she came in, I heard a terrible noise and the wind had picked up. Her heavy igloo house, you know, the one that sits on the front, and it tossed it off the porch. Glad she wasn't in it. We had two big white pines across the driveway.
George, that's their neighbor. George came over to the woods and helped Dad saw the trees. They left around 9:30 to go to Easley and could not get out to go to church or even the Stewart's Drive. That's their neighbors. There were trees everywhere. They decided to get the chainsaw and go through Cherokee Hills. Took them 45 minutes to go 1 mile. They saw trees and more trees and more trees. We do still not have power, but Blue Ridge electric trucks are down in the front of the house, so all I can hear are chainsaws, so I'm taking that as a good sign. We should have power soon. Blue Ridge said they had 11 crews working in our area. Love you and be safe.
Wow.
And I went, wow, so glad you were all safe, including Muffin. Love you. And I just got, thank you.
Did she ever tell you that the power's back on?
Yes. We are having chicken chili tonight. Did not know if I could cook or not. Power is back on, but I'm still having chili. Thank you. Love you.
Because you made the chicken chili.
Yes. That's from Mother Poodle, y'all.
Cool.
Wow.
Been
who's
an exciting.
Been that much time texting?
I don't know.
That's a long text.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they're that long.
Like back in the day, like 7 years ago, that would have gone in and like, remember we would go like one of three.
Yeah.
Two of three.
Yeah.
That was a Bridget Green text.
It's very long.
That's an old school reference very long. For some of you.
Very long.
Wow.
So yeah, all that being said, come see us in Chicago.
But what I was going to say, for our sissies going through the weather, we feel you. So a lot of you are coming. So we hope there's people stuck on that I-95.
Well, I heard about that.
Oh, it's horrible. So we are sending our sissy love to you and
if you're
warm
on,
thoughts.
If you're on I-95 and peeing into a McDonald's cup, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Actually, you should pee on yourself. It'll keep you warm.
No, but then it gets cold.
Well, not in a body. Oh, that's what you do when you're scuba diving.
I think this is okay. Bad advice.
Yeah, I think that's what you do when you're scuba diving. They have you pee in it.
Can we move to the show?
I don't know why. Yeah, sure. That Mother Poodle story is actually more interesting to me.
I agree. I agree. So... at the beginning, Chelsea, with the wired jaw shut,
yes,
is saying, I just want to be like everyone else.
Well, you can't, Chelsea.
I want to be where the people are.
Because your
unwired jaw shut.
Your jaw's wired shut. You can't be like everybody else. And then her husband or boyfriend says to Heather, I just want to emphasize. She needs to get fed when we get fed. Don't you feel like he really is very like, he's not gay. He just talks very like that affected kind of
like he's a rich fat cat,
yes,
in a 1940s movie.
Yes.
Well, if you could tell me, please, sir, yes, where the normal common people do. Well, Muffy, what are we ever going to do?
My blended wagyu. How delicious. How delicious.
Anyway.
So they're eating at the table. The dinner's going okay.
That's my next teabag. So remember, we're not recapping.
No. My teabag is that like she makes it.
What? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to expect. Are you done with your teabag? I was going to say not only she comes back to eat, but then she's made it all about her. But then people are trying to like connect with her and make her feel better. And she's like, everybody's jumping in on me. And then, I'm like, this woman can't be happy.
And then Rachel, the one with the broom named Sally, hits a debetchin bowl and someone goes, Rachel, no.
No, Rachel, no.
I guarantee you, people are used to saying, Rachel, no.
Rachel, no.
With her.
No.
That's
all I wanted to say.
And then she says, she's like, I think I'm going to change the mood. That you lowered. And so then they go to have their silent disco on the beach.
Okay.
Which, do you think, why did it need to be a silent disco? Why can't they play music?
Well, maybe because it's, you know, sound carries over water. Maybe they're close to another island. I don't know. It's just gimmicky. It's just fun thing to do. It's
I don't think there's anything creepier than people dancing and not hearing any when the camera's focusing on the people who are dancing.
Think about your neighbor could have a silent disco and you wouldn't hear a thing.
I think that they are fine in theory. I'm saying what happens when you're not, when they're filming people doing the silent disco, it's creepy.
They should do a horror movie where a killer's just going and killing people and they don't even know because they're dancing. They don't even hear him.
Well, that's dark.
They could do it like, no, I could see him doing that in Scream. In the new
we
Scream.
We need to move
that's,
on.
Scream
what's
4
your,
that's
what's
coming
your
out.
Next one?
Are you going to see Scream 4?
Is it 4?
5, the new one. It looks good.
Of course I'm going to see
it. Did you see
it.
How they revamped the whole beginning of the...
Yes.
But with her texting?
It's real smart.
It's real smart.
I
don't like scary movies, but I'll see the
did
Scream movies.
Did you see all of them?
They're good. They're good, yes. I loved them.
Did you scream in the theater?
Oh, yes, many, many, many times. I'd be like, you run, Party of Five Girl, run away. Drop that popcorn and just run.
Party of Five Girl.
Liz sure Campbell.
Nev Campbell.
Nev Campbell.
I'm sure she loves you recognizing her. Party of Five Girl.
I did yell Party of Five Girl in the theater.
What's your next one?
Oh boy. What is my next one? Oh, well, but the whole thing is I wanted to talk about the beach party. That they get all in a good mood after that. But I mainly want to talk about Chelsea is the one with the wired shut.
Yeah.
She got on her nerves, but I kind of loved her beach party dress.
Oh, I didn't look at it.
What?
I was probably just
it was this pink thing and it was kind of she looked like a slutty Princess Peach from Super Mario Brothers. You know what I'm doing? But it wasn't a peach dress. It was pink. Wait a minute. Why does Princess Peach wear a pink dress and not Peach? That's the dumbest thing I just thought of.
I think we're in an area that you know more about something than I do.
No, you
and
tell
I,
me you didn't play Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario World, with Princess Peach.
I think... I don't think I played that game that much.
Well, I am pulling her up right now.
It also doesn't make a lot of difference to me. And I don't feel strongly about it either way.
I mean, what color is that dress?
That is pink.
Her name is Princess Peach.
Okay.
I just realized this, and this makes me angry.
Great.
What the fuck is the point? Kids are going to learn their colors wrong.
What the fuck is the point? I ask that on a daily. So,
anyway.
I doubt kids will learn their colors wrong.
Some kids.
Griffin's
going to ask somebody when they're in third grade, what color is this, Matthew? And I'm going to say, that's peach. And she'll say, no, that's pink, Matt. And then you have to go, then you go to the nurse because they think you're colorblind.
So, wait, the nurse tests you for colorblindness?
Yes.
Because I guess, because the oinky, they just assumed was colorblind because he was a pig.
Pigs don't see color, so that's, they don't have to get tested.
Right.
So only half of the students had to get tested.
Because there was a 50% pig ratio.
Nurse Jan was very relieved to see that I wasn't colorblind. And y'all, that's the day that I learned that peach was peach.
Was that your tea bag?
Yeah. Okay. I was talking about the beach party.
Wow.
What's your next one?
Jesus. They are should we talk about so Heather, let's just make it our big tea bag. This is continuing from last week's episode.
Oh, yeah,
you know, we were off last week with Below Deck, you guys, for the holiday.
We were.
But
not from 90 Day.
No. Nor from Single Life.
And just remember, if you haven't listened to the announcement, if you're waiting for 90 Day, y'all, we're going to do that on our live show on Friday or Saturday. And then they'll go up on Friday night.
And so Heather is upset that every time she talks to Raina, she doesn't answer her.
Yes.
And Heather's not getting it that Raina's obviously still really mad and hurt.
Well, not even not getting it. She's talking to Fraser and she's like, I don't even understand what the problem is. And I was like, girl, we all did, but she didn't. So, and Fraser kind of explains her. It's like, well, you said, you know, that word.
Yeah, and she realizes that, oh, Raina did not. It wasn't okay, like she said that it was before.
Because earlier she said she doesn't remember saying whatever. It's confusing. Yeah. But now she kind of has this, like, so she goes to the bathroom and cries for, like, 30 minutes.
Meanwhile, service is...
Meanwhile, Fraser is fucking freaking out because he's doing everything
on
his own.
I mean, I'm sure she was probably upset that... unfortunately, she said something like, I'm just very upset when people don't like me. And I was trying to bond with her. And it really upsets me that she was upset about that. And it's... I could almost see... I could see where she was coming from, but she just made it so much worse.
It did seem to make it about her a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, it's not about you, girl.
No.
Yeah, but I did. I understood where she was coming from, but girl, no.
But let's just follow this.
Yeah, we'll do kind of this. Y'all, this was the main point of the... I know some of you aren't watching now. This was the main point of the episode, like throughout the main plot point.
And they were... excuse me. They were talking about it later, and Fraser told Raina, I support you, whatever. Which it's almost like if Heather had just said that, like, I'm sorry, I support you with whatever. It's shitty for me to have said that.
She kind of did. We'll get to but
yeah.
But so Fraser's talking to Raina. Meanwhile, Raina also talks to Wes about it.
Yeah.
And that's where she's talking to Wes about, like,
it's about Eddie.
And she talks about Eddie, how Eddie didn't, like, respond. And Eddie, because she told Eddie, y'all, and Eddie did, y'all, that was a day of, like, a day where Eddie and Raina had gone at each other anyway. So there was a lot of balls in the air. And so, but Eddie,
he did not respond the way she wanted.
What she wanted, yeah.
What she wanted him. He basically kind of told her that, you know, do your job,
and not like, oh my God, she said that,
and not dwell on it.
I think that I only bring that up because I think it doesn't have anything to do with this episode, but I think it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and Wes even asked her like, was that his tone? He was like, get it right,
and I still. I'm not trying to make excuses for Eddie here, but if you had heard what she said, why wouldn't you have said, I kind of, as first officer, I need to find out everything that was said.
Yeah. I agree. And Wes even said to her too, like, you know, he said to her when she was talking about Heather, he's like, girl, you got to say something like right immediately when that happens. You do, but like, I've been in situations, I mean, I can't speak, y'all.
No, I mean, I agree.
We're white gay men, but I do know, like, if I was in a situation and someone called me a fag or whatever, I might be shocked or
it would,
like,
take time to process.
It's like someone hits you in the face, and so you're not going to necessarily
that in
that moment.
And it's interesting because it's the same argument Raina comes back with later, saying, why didn't she apologize that night?
No, I think I think that.
And so it's almost like, okay.
I think for, you know, Heather, first of all, that night, weren't they drunk?
Yeah.
So,
and that's no excuse.
That's not an excuse, but it's just Heather said, if we're believing what Heather said she didn't remember saying that.
Yeah.
So it does seem a turn that now she clearly remembers it.
Right.
But whatever, that was kind of not discussed at all.
But I'm saying Raina's argument about why she doesn't take Heather's apology is she didn't apologize that night.
Yes. But
that she apologized
later.
And
I think that it's not Raina's fault, but because Raina didn't say anything, it made Heather think it was okay.
Right.
And we can
kind of skip to the idea of when Heather says, I need to talk to her. I need to pull her aside. We need to get this, because you can just tell it's just like this weight on
all of
the cast.
I wish Heather would be like, I want to talk to her because I want to get this cleared up. And just because I know she's not in that department, but just kind of like, I'm a leader in this boat. We want to get, but instead, y'all, she wants to clear it up because she can't have anybody mad at her.
She's like, I want everyone to like me.
I'm like, Jesus.
So she goes to her and says, and this is the thing. She says, Raina says, I don't have a problem. I just want to be left alone. I know that is because she thinks it can't be resolved because she has a history of things, of especially things, people judging her on her race.
She doesn't want to fucking deal with her at all.
She doesn't want to deal with her.
At all. And so she's just trying to make peace.
And it's tricky. Who's
trying? I think Raina's just trying to, like, in this moment with Heather, she doesn't want to talk about it.
No, I agree. She's just, you said she wants to make peace, though.
Not make, but like... Or not make peace, but
she wants detente. She just
wants the waters to just be calm.
But she has to know that someone who is there, she can't just have one word answers. Also,
the problem is that they're stuck on a boat and they're stuck with each other, so they're going to have to deal with one another.
I also said that
Heather did say finally, kind of what a lot of people online are just like saying. Heather shouldn't have said that no matter what, no matter how she meant it, even she thought it was a Bonnie thing, full stop, she never should have said
completely.
It.
Completely.
And Heather said that. And and she did say, I should have never said that.
Way overdue, but
But at least she said it.
Yeah. And she said, and I said...
Remember when Below Deck was about people sleeping with each other and then sleeping with somebody else on the boat and people getting angry at
this
it?
This is 2022.
It's a different Below Deck.
And I would say that this is a pretty good talk, and they seem to be hearing each other.
It feels like they got closure.
And unfortunately, there's this... And Raina does what she... When she is either confronted... And she says it's okay. She feels that she has to make the other person feel better for feeling bad about exhibiting racist behavior.
Yes,
and that's a shame. That is what a lot of Black people feel. They have to take care of white people,
which is shitty. Yeah. And then on top of that, though, a pattern we see with Raina just period taking race out of it. She does this with everything.
Yeah.
She gets really mad at Jake. She gets really mad at Eddie. She says things behind their backs.
And then when
she's confronted about it, she totally like glosses over it.
Yeah.
Instead of like having a direct conversation with them.
As a working employee.
And I'm not saying she should have to do that about race because that's a little bit of a difference, but
as an employee relationship, that is a weakness.
It's a weakness
to have as an employee.
Because we find out, y'all, we think that this was all kind of taken care of, or at least good enough for now. And then Raina ends up going to tell you that she's not really over it.
Yeah.
And she's never going to be over it. And so...
My question is, let's follow that to that end.
But they're stuck together on a boat.
What happens?
Exactly. I said that's what... Yeah, they're stuck together on a boat. So
what happens when she... Now, there are two cast members where she says... Where she says to one, called her the N-word, and she's never going to be okay with that. Doesn't matter how many apologies, and that is her right to feel that way.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And now she's questioning Eddie of also being racist,
not handling it well. I think for Eddie more, it's a. She feels like she wasn't. She said she wasn't heard. She wasn't heard. So I don't want to put words in her mouth, but yeah, she definitely feels like she wasn't heard by him, and that he shit the bed as far as handling the situation.
Yeah,
and I do think that probably and rightly, you know, if somebody called me a fag and I took it to my boss, you know what people want is they want somebody to stand up and say, that's not right, you know? Yeah. I was just telling, this is a total side conversation, but Salt Lake, Salt Wives was so good this week, and there's this idea of like, that Mary said something very racist to Jenny,
yeah.
And one of the things that bothered me when I watched the show is that Jenny brought it up to Mary in front of all the other women, mm-hmm. and none of them really even stood up for her and said, even when Mary was like, well, I don't think saying that about I think it's just, I'm just noticing her eyes and nobody said anything. And I was like, oh my God. So I don't know, I'm a white gay man, but I'm imagining that though, that Raina does want someone to be like, does she have to be the one to say, this isn't right? And somebody says, no, that's not cool. Let me at least investigate.
I agree with you. Yeah.
And cause you're right. That's what Eddie, his biggest thing about that is that he just took it on that conversation. Like, I'm trying to remember, did he ever have a conversation about Heather with Heather?
No.
Like Like, that's a fail. He should have done that.
Yeah, and I just, it was such a weird, like, he didn't even ask the context.
No.
It was just like.
I just am like, if somebody said it to me, I would, like, sit up in my bed and go, what?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But even the thing is, Rachel knows about this on the boat. Everyone knows about it.
Captain Lee doesn't.
True. Wes knows about this on the boat.
Yeah.
Wes is definitely in a different circumstance than Raina was raised in, though.
Does Jake know? I don't know if Jake
knows. I don't
know. Anyway.
But basically, y'all.
So that's kind of where it ends.
That's still where we are.
I think it's probably going to come up more, especially with Eddie.
Oh, for sure.
That was kind of both of our tea bags. I just want to say I've got a strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotables. Well, I guess I'm just singing it by myself now.
Oh, sorry.
I guess that's what we do now. Y'all.
I was just looking at my nails.
But when Rachel is talking about having to blend up the food, and she says, besides prostitutes and coconut oil, this is the weirdest thing I've seen in my entire career. I don't know what that fucking means, but I love Rachel.
She's great.
I love her.
She had some rough edges last season, but she's.
Sorry, I'm moving my leg and I'm
can we
really
maybe
sorry
not
from working out this morning.
Into the microphone.
I'm very sore from working out this morning.
So the thing, my quote and quotables comes from Fraser, and he says, this whole experience is like doing anal for the first time.
Boy.
You try to smile, but it's just pain. And you're with someone you don't really want to be with. that encompasses the way anal is for the first time. Because you're not with someone you really want to be with.
I did love my boyfriend, the first person I had butt sex with.
Yeah, but that's
rare. It was magical. He cried. I cried. I didn't cry.
That's ridiculous.
But it wasn't.
Your first time should feel slutty and gross.
It wasn't magical. I wanted to be with him, and we were in a relationship. Y'all, he had a huge, like, 8.5-inch dick, and that was the first dick I ever took. I'm not kidding you. I was on the bed. I'm going to give you a picture.
I haven't asked for one.
On the bed in doggy style.
Oh, my God.
And this is when
no one has asked for this.
And this is when you're 19 years old, so you don't know anything about sex, you know? So, like, we used a little bit of lube, but like a small bottle of, like, KY jelly. I mean, not
that
good
you bought
lube.
At Revco?
Not like now where they just, like, they got, like, get
you're
like
not getting
a
gun
spatula
oil.
And they just put a thing of Crisco on my butt. Butter flavor, if you have it, I prefer. But
just with a trowel.
Yeah, woo, yes. Woo! Spackle, just a spackle.
Splatter.
Foley there for you. Anyway, he just stuck his entire dick in
my
butt.
Oh, my God, did you scream?
I jumped off the bed and ran around the living room. Yes, going. That's what happened the first time I had sex. So Fraser is right.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah, because you never talk about your sex life.
No, I keep it to myself. But the first time, no.
It's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
And women know this too, because we got some sisters out there that have butt sex.
But no, I did enjoy that. Mm-hmm. What's your next teabag? Oh, no.
Carl, I think you need to get that Crisco out from the fridge.
I have one.
What?
I can't believe I'm saying this.
What?
But I need to go back on something I said earlier in the season.
What?
This is rare. This is a watershed day for me. I rarely do this.
Okay. What? Oh, you know what? Before you do that.
God damn you!
We're going to take a commercial break.
Fine.
And we teased them. And we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Belisai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right, Poodle, what is it?
I'm into Wes now. It took me that long.
You know why you're into Wes? Watching Wes sell a boat without
Shut
his
up.
Shirt.
That's it. That's
Holy
it.
Holy.
That's.
His body's amazing.
But it was more
We've
than
seen
that.
Seeing him in his element.
But it was more. It was that and him. Now that he doesn't have like Jess around, even though
yeah.
he tried to call her.
Boring.
And he's quirky and weird, but he's perfect. He's a perfect yachty. He's a boat person. In a different crew, Wes would have fit in better.
I agree with that.
Because Jake is like good time, fun, and Raina to an extent is kind of too. It's all drunk and fun. But he would have done so well on this last
Below Deck Med. Yep.
Yeah, or even a deck crew where it was not a lot of South African meatheads, but a lot of good guys.
Yeah. He's moving the steering.
And he learned to make cappuccinos.
I know he's hot. Sailing that boat.
He did it for me after a while. I was completely converted this episode.
Well, it's not that far to paradise.
Don't do Aaron Neville. That's
me.
Christopher Cross.
If the wind is right, we can sail away.
Put it in the right key. I think that's
Sailing
it.
Sailing takes me away.
Stick it in.
Come at me if you remember when NSYNC did an a cappella version of that and you thought it was amazing.
That's niche.
It's
Have
not.
You ever seen a picture of Christopher Cross?
Doesn't look like the way he sounds. Doesn't
Y'all,
look like. He sounds
Google
like,
it.
He sounds like Peter Pan and he
looks kind of like Smee.
Yeah.
Y'all, Google Christopher Cross singer. And you will be surprised. You know, it's not even, he's not an ugly person. He just doesn't look like he sounds.
As a singer, it always freaks me out when people don't look like what they sound.
Yes, I agree.
Like, I'm trying to
Your brand's off.
I'm trying to think of who, like, what's her name that everybody loved on that Simon Cowell show?
Susan Boyle.
Everybody, they didn't expect her.
The voice wasn't that great anyway, though.
She was fine. But nobody expected her to sound like
that.
Who
else? Like, the show, The Voice has been precipitated on that, but now it's only hot people, so it doesn't even matter.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Christopher Cross.
Do you like that show? I bet you hate it. Do you like that show where it says, like, it's like a game show?
I Can See Your Voice.
I Can See Your
Voice. I haven't watched it. I hate the premise.
I don't.
It's so stupid.
It seems dumb.
It's so fucking stupid. I think you're a good singer just by looking at you.
It's
no.
Okay.
Doesn't you can't see anything in someone's throat, y'all.
It's true.
So dumb. I think it's canceled now. Thankfully, maybe.
Maybe. It's not a good show.
I can see people putting it up again. The Masked Singer is a fantastic show because it's ridiculous and absurd.
And you obsess over it.
And I obsess over it because...
you want to know who it is. You want to figure it out.
I have a great track record.
You do. Did you watch The Masked Dancer?
It's different. The show makes no sense to me again.
We're off.
You have to have a certain level of technique. And also, how many dancers do you know to guess?
Well, I wasn't listening. I'm bored with this now because
you asked me.
Because this show's because Masked Dancer was boring. I agreed with you.
But like, I was gonna. The problem is you don't know that many.
No, because if Channing Tatum gets up there in a bull costume, you're gonna know it's him. Speaking of Channing Tatum, y'all, if you haven't,
we are all over the place.
No, if you haven't listened to our Finding Magic Mike, it's our Bicurious this month.
Yes,
but because we didn't do 90 Day, we dropped it on the free feed. That show is wonderful.
Thank you. I loved it.
We loved it. Loved it, loved it.
What's your next teabag?
Okay. Y'all, the reason why Wes gets... This is my teabag is, y'all, Heather's falling apart. Because the reason why Wes gets drinks is because, y'all, bitch misses her shift by like 40 minutes.
Yeah, because she was so tired.
Do you know how... Can you imagine... When you're a fastidious queen like her,
yeah, there were only two of them.
Have you ever missed a music rehearsal by 40 minutes because you overslept or you?
In my 20s, yeah.
Yeah.
But
you're not like her. I'm not like her either. We're not that.
No.
Like,
no.
We would just be like, yeah, I was having sex. Sorry, choir director.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I walked into church choir late a lot.
Late a lot.
Sometimes still smelling like vodka and lube.
It's true.
Sometimes a woman looked
at me
and said,
"You pick up the church hymnal and
baby, where have you been?
Where you been? Oh, what was her name?
Harriet.
Harriet. Yeah, she loved you.
Yeah, and I'm like... I can't
pick up the hymnal because it just falls.
Honey, you got lube on your hand.
No, I don't, Harry.
Oh, I know some lube, baby doll. I know. So now Heather, so she's kind of making all these states. So Heather, actually, she texts her friend.
Yeah, Kaylee.
Kaylee, who we see a picture, just another pretty blonde girl. And she's a second stew, and we think she's going to send her. She talks to Captain Lee,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to send
the second stew.
The second stew, they're going to send a resume to her. We find out next episode, y'all, like in the next week on.
Fraser's going to have a problem.
It is for sure that they are going to hire her. Yeah. She's going to come. So, y'all, because they're remember them. Remember, boring Jess left, and there's only two of them.
Yep. So, and then that's got to be hard.
I'm sure.
So anyway, my last one is basically the fact that y'all, Raina is desperate for attention. Like,
okay, well, let's talk about the thruple.
It's not even a thruple.
No, because Jake is pissed at it.
Fraser?
Fraser is pissed.
Well, it's almost like.
What would you do if you had worked all this time to get Jake into your grasp and then she just fucked it up?
Well, the thing is, I do believe...
You would destroy her.
I do believe he just wants to spend time with someone who's his best friend on the boat. She just wants...
Jake, you mean?
Fraser,
okay.
She wants to fuck and she's jealous of someone spending time with her man.
I've said before, the very first episode, I said Raina will be a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
And I think she just wants to stir this pot. And it even happens when, y'all, I mean, this is a magical moment I had. This was my next teabag. But it goes along with yours. They're on the ocean on a paddleboard, and Fraser's just laying on this long paddleboard. And then Jake's just laying there too on his stomach with his cute little ass up in the air. And they're just sitting there talking, drinking some champagne. And then, I don't know about you, but like either at one of those whales or something, and some mist kind of sprayed on my screen. It got all kind of fuzzy.
Yeah.
And then
out of his blowhole.
Yeah. And then the next thing I know, Fraser and Jake didn't have clothes on.
Yeah.
Instead of the champagne bottle, Fraser had, or Jake had Fraser's dick in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he was just,
ample penis.
Yeah, he was just.
That's what I saw.
Sucking his dick, humming Surfing USA just because Fraser wanted a Hummer.
I was recognizing that tune.
Anyway, they were just about to get
and the dolphins pop up and jumped over them.
Meanwhile, Fraser's just about, they're about to do the ooh-wah, 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 and he's about to come. And then all of a sudden, Randa's like, hey, hey, I'm here.
And everyone's dick goes,
y'all, don't be that person. When you see two people are flirting
Of who it is, regardless. Don't do it.
But she can't stand not, y'all, because here's the deal.
Yeah, what would be the reason for her to, what would she have said that was the reason she went over there?
I don't know. And also, I'm confused because you tell us constantly that you fucking hate Jake.
Yeah.
This is what she said. At the first, she liked him. But yeah. Then they had their falling out. And this whole thing, she's like, I can't stand him. I hate him. I hate him. He's literally, she has called him horrible things.
Yeah.
And now you want to fuck around with him. I'm just confused. You don't know what you want.
Yeah. The thing is, I would expect that of someone who was 17, 18.
Yeah.
This is just not the case.
You're grown, girl.
Yeah.
She knows it worked because Jake, in a way, like Jake is talking about this girl.
He's easily distracted by shiny objects.
That he might get married to. I'm like, Jake, you have no business thinking about getting married.
Well, Jake is interested in the person who's most interested in him at that very moment.
Yes. And when you're with him at that very moment, you feel like you're the only one. And this is why, y'all, as Rachel says, this thruple makes me want to throw duple. What did she say? Throw uple.
Thruple, yeah.
Makes me want to throw uple.
Throw uple. And y'all,
is not going to end good.
At the end, they're watching Norbit, and then it's so weird. Raina grabs Fraser, who just visits them.
Fraser walks in and he sees that Raina is on Jake's bed.
And why
he goes
would
to leave.
Raina bring him back?
She's like almost like begging him, like, no, come. And then they all three. So it's like they want it.
If
maybe this will end well.
No,
it
won't.
I don't see that.
But
I don't see that.
They're by the end. They're naked in bed.
Well, Fraser's gone.
Yeah.
But Jake and Raina are naked in bed. But y'all,
it looks like they're fucking.
They're gonna
fuck. Yeah,
they're gonna fuck.
Ugh, this is not good to fuck here.
Because Fraser's already, or Jake has already flirted with Fraser. He even told Fraser to put his dick in his butt.
And Fraser gets really upset and says, "Nope, I need to go stay." Yeah, this is just. There's going to be more and more dysfunction in this crew.
I think this. It's not even this. You know, and the deck crew.
I'm saying crew in general.
I know, but the deck crew, y'all, there's a lot of, maybe I'm subconscious. I feel like maybe we saw Captain Lee say something actually now that I think about it, but they're fucking around a lot, the deck crew.
Yeah.
They're too playful. This shit's going to come back to bite them in the ass. I think Captain Lee's not going to be happy with it.
This season.
He's going to have to chew some ass out.
I'm going to chew your ass out.
As my father says. I'm going to chew your ass out, boy.
Like, I don't think that means what you think it means, Daddy.
Dad, that means different than gay stuff. I mean, y'all, my dad, he is never, I mean, anytime somebody's mad at him, he'll say, oh, boy, they just chewed, they chewed on my ass for 2 hours. And I'm like,
gross. You're like, I've been there.
Been there.
A lot of chafing.
There. Yeah.
Especially they got a beard.
Wow.
And with that,
everybody. That's the show. You can go to reality.
You got to take care of it the next day with that.
We can go to realitygaze.com, y'all. That can find out all our shows. Go to our Linktree links. That way you can buy live tickets. We're still on for Chicago. Y'all, I'm going to say it now. We're very hopeful about New York.
Yeah.
So things look positive in the direction, the way things are hopefully starting to go. Be safe out there. We do recommend if you're going to any of our live shows in Chicago.
Fully vaccinated, in other words, two with Moderna or Pfizer or one with J&J, that we really recommend you get boosted.
You get boosted. And when you come to our show, please wear a high quality, don't wear a cloth mask. Wear a good mask.
And a good N95. Do that for yourself.
A KN95.
Yeah.
You want to put, you're like, but I bought that dick pig mask from your store and I want to, we'll put that over it.
It's true.
Just, yeah, exactly.
A cloth mask over an N95 or a cloth mask over a surgical mask.
Yes. Good sometimes. Yes. So
double mask
it. Double mask it. Like, do like poodle before prep. Double it. Or as Grandma Hazel says, double it.
With some boys, you need to triple it.
All right. Well, you've already heard enough about ass chafing. Someone's going to send you a link to butt cream, I bet.
Ooh. Good desitin.
Y'all, and lastly, wow.
Wow.
Didn't think. Wow.
Desitin's going to be a sponsor.
January 4th, 2 years into the show, we finally had a desitin joke. Didn't know we were going to get there.
When you need extreme relief, choose Desitin.
Wow. When when we need to stop podcasting, y'all. I'm so sorry. Hey, also leave a review on the podcast. We appreciate it.
Yes.
We appreciate that. And also, a lot of you this December did share and care and tag
us. Y'all.
And tell other people about the show. We greatly appreciate it.
My hands are cold.
All right, y'all. Poodle's going to warm up and put some cream on his ass. But until then, y'all.
Anchors a gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.